This is the Sakka Murli of the 25th of July 2026. Essence, sweet children, you have come here to make the bodies of the whole world, including your own, as eternal as the kalpa tree. It is only by having remembrance that your bodies will become eternal. You will have a long life. Question. What is the way to become residents of heaven from residents of hell? How do you children now receive this donation of life? Answer. In order to become a resident of heaven from a resident of hell, you definitely have to die. Baba says, I have come to bring death to all of you. I will finish off all the bodies and take all souls back with me. This is the true donation of life. The Mahabharat war, in which everyone will be destroyed, is for this. Souls will become pure and return home and then go to heaven. Song. Mother, O Mother, you are the bestower of fortune for the world. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children heard a line of the song. You heard the praise of Jagadamba, the world mother. Jagadamba is only remembered here in Bharat. Since there is Jagadamba, there must also be Jagadpita, the world father. Saraswati is called Jagadamba. In fact, she should only have one name. You too only have one name. You don't have two or three names. They show Jagadamba as a bodily being in a corporeal form. There is also Jagadpita, who is called Prajapita, father of people. Just as there is the mother of the whole world, similarly, there is also the father of the whole world. Surely, both of them must exist here. You have been told the names of both of them. They are the mother and father of people. The other world father is incorporeal Shivbaba, who is the father of all. His name is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva. You mustn't just say God or the Supreme Soul. He has a name and form. He is called God the Father. One is the Father of souls, and the other is the Father of corporeal human beings. Then there is also Mama. Shiva is the Father of souls. Souls say that he is their father. This soul receives this corporeal body, and so they say, Brahma Baba. So there are two fathers. One is Shiv Baba and the other is Prajapita Brahma. Brahma is a child of Shiv Baba. One is the incorporeal father and the other is the corporeal father. The incorporeal father is called the purifier. Neither Brahma nor Saraswati can be called the purifier. There are two of them. Only the one is the purifier. Everyone calls out, O purifier, come. Therefore, you have two fathers. Shiv Baba is the creator. He creates a new world. So he first definitely has to create Brahma. Neither Vishnu nor Shankar can ever be called Prajapita. Only Brahma is called Prajapita. Shiv Baba adopts you through Prajapita Brahma. You say we are the children of Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba has entered this one and adopted us. He purifies us souls. It is souls who have become impure. Because of this, you receive impure bodies. Just as alloys of silver, copper, and iron are mixed into gold, so alloy is mixed into souls. Originally, souls were pure and residents of the land of liberation, where Shiv Baba also resides. Here there are Shiv Baba and Prajapita Brahma. One is called Bab and the other is called Dada. You know that all human beings are the children of Shiva. Those of the dynasty of Shiva then become Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Shiv Baba and Dada are combined. Shiv Baba is present in this one. He makes us into Brahmins and teaches us Raj Yoga in order to change human beings into deities. Deities reside in the Golden Age. Deities cannot be called purifiers, oceans of knowledge. They can't even be called Baba. You are now becoming the masters of the land of Vishnu. The two forms of Vishnu are Lakshmi and Narayan. People don't know this. Those who perform devotion definitely have two fathers. In the Golden Age, each of you only has one father. There you don't say, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, Remover of sorrow and bestower of happiness, come. There it is the kingdom of deities. They never say, O God the Father, the Liberator. There no one is impure or unhappy that they would have to call out to the purifier. You know that 5,000 years ago, there was the kingdom of the deities in Bharat. And then, 1,250 years after that, there was the kingdom of Ram and Sita. The Father explains all of this to you very clearly. You took 21 births in the golden and silver ages. It is in Bharat that there are Brahmins, deities, warriors, etc. The Father comes and makes this old world new. He rejuvenates it. He makes your bodies eternal. He makes you immortal. The Father comes and makes you children into the masters of the land of immortality. When Bharat was a land of immortality, it was the kingdom of deities. Having come down the ladder, you have now become masters of this land of death. They say, our Bharat. Therefore, the people are also the masters. You would also say, our Bharat. We were the masters of Bharat, but we have become the residents of hell. Deities would say they are the residents of heaven. You too were the residents of heaven. Then, having taken 84 births, you have become residents of hell. It is here in Bharat that Shiv Baba takes birth. The night of Shiva and the birthday of Shiva are remembered. They celebrate the birthday of Sri Krishna. They even show a time when it happened. They say he took birth from his mother's womb at such and such a time. He would surely have taken birth from his mother's womb in the Golden Age. The birth of Sri Krishna took place in a golden age in the New World. Then he began to take rebirth. Baba doesn't tell you about just one person. The land of Krishna is the land of Vishnu. When the kings descend, the whole dynasty descends. The king, queen, and subjects are all included in that. When it becomes the Moon Dynasty Kingdom, the Sun Dynasty Kingdom has already passed. It is transferred to the Moon Dynasty. Then the Merchant Dynasty receives it. You now understand that you are the top knot, the Brahmin clan, and above the top knot there is the father. At first we were Brahmins, and then we became Shudras, the feet. From the feet, we become the top knot. First is Shiv Baba, and then the top knot. Baba made us into Brahmins. You now say to Shiv Baba, Baba, Baba. In this way, you are grandsons and granddaughters. You know that you are all Brahmins, the children of Brahma. We are all the children of one father. Brothers and sisters cannot criminally assault one another. There are so many children, and all of them say, Baba, and so all of them cannot be wrong. Only incorporeal Shiva and corporeal Prajapita Brahma are father of all. That is all. Children of the one father are brothers and sisters. You definitely have to become pure. How can a husband and wife become pure? That is why this method has been fixed in the drama. Here, there are just Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. There are no Shudra Kumars or Kumaris. Shudras, those with degraded intellects, are impure because they don't know the Father. They say, O God, the Father. Okay, do you know his occupation? Tell us his name, form, place, and time. Tell us his life story. If they don't know this, they are atheists. They don't know the creator or the beginning, middle, or end of creation. This is an impure world. That golden age is a pure world, and this iron age is an impure world. At this time, they are completely Tamo Pradhan. This is called the extreme depths of hell. There are stages in that too. Hell starts from the copper age and it continues to grow. Devotion is at first Sato Pradhan and unadulterated. And it then also goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. You must have seen devotees pouring oil, etc. in lamps, and worshipping and bowing down where three roads meet. There is so much difference between worshipping Shiv Baba and worshipping a T-junction. That is called Tamo Pradhan devotion. They even worship water. They say that the Ganges is the purifier. Who is the purifier? How can the water of the Ganges be the purifier? It is just water. The father is the purifier. The birthday of Shiva is celebrated in Bharat, and so he must definitely come in Bharat in order to make the impure ones into pure deities. He enters the body of Brahma and changes human beings into deities. You come here to become pure from impure. Just as you have two arms, so they also have two arms. There cannot be any human beings with four or eight arms. They have shown those ornaments and the four-armed image in order to represent the family path. The land of Lakshmi and Narayan is called the land of Vishnu. The term Vaishnav has emerged from the name Vishnu. The deities were Vaishnavs. The Valbachari Vaishnavs are vegetarians. They are not viceless. They have big havelis that are large mansions with a courtyard in the middle, where the extended families live. They don't understand the meaning of Vaishnavas. Those who live in the land of Vishnu are called Vaishnavas. Those who are pure are called Vaishnavas. There are separate temples to Radhe and Sri Krishna and to Lakshmi and Narayan. The people of Bharat don't know what the difference is between them. No one knows that Radhe and Krishna become Lakshmi and Narayan. One is their childhood form and the other is their adult form. There are no images of the childhood of Lakshmi and Narayan. They have shown Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age and Radhe and Krishna in the Copper Age. You now know the Father, the Creator, and the beginning, the middle, and the end of creation. Baba tells you the secrets of the tree and the drama. When you look at the tree, you understand that Shankaracharya comes in the Iron Age. The dynasty of sannyasis cannot exist in the Golden Age. If all are the children of God, they should all be residents of heaven. However, not everyone becomes a resident of heaven. Only deities become that. You have now become the Brahmin dynasty, and you will then become the deity dynasty. You definitely do have to become pure. You know that young and old, all of you are Brahma Kumars and Kumaris. Both say, Baba, we are your children, we are Brahmins. This is Bhavdara, Adidev Brahma and Shiv Baba. You know that you are sitting in front of Brahma Baba and Shiv Baba. The Father says, remember me and you will become pure from impure. We are claiming our inheritance from Shiv Baba. Shiv Baba is our father and also the purifier. He is our guru too. This is now the confluence age. This is the meeting, the mela, to become pure from impure. It is through the purifier that we become pure. There is the confluence of you rivers with the ocean at the confluence age. There isn't a meeting of rivers. This is now the meeting of the ocean of knowledge in you souls. You have come to the ocean of knowledge. You Ganges of this knowledge have emerged from the ocean of knowledge. You bathe everyone in this knowledge and make them pure and teach them yoga. You introduce them to the ocean and bring them here to the meeting. At this time, when you become Brahmins, each of you has three fathers. You have your physical father, Prajapita, and also Shiv Baba. You have two fathers on the path of devotion. In the Golden Age, you have one father. These matters have to be understood. You souls now say, mine is one Shiv Baba and none other. Even while having friends and relatives, you say, mine is one Shiv Baba. It is by having remembrance of him that you become pure from impure. The soul knows that he is your father, teacher, and also your Satguru. The Father has come to take our souls back. I have come to bring death to all of you. In order to become a resident of heaven from a resident of hell, you definitely have to die. I will destroy those bodies and take you souls back home. The Father says, I give you this donation of life. The Mahabharat war is for this. Everything will be destroyed. How else could I take everyone back home? I purify souls and take them back home. That is the land of peace. When that golden age comes, this iron age will definitely be destroyed. The Mahabharata war is very well known for this. It takes place at the confluence age, when you change from humans into deities. Acham. For you sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bhagdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Bathe in the ocean of this knowledge and make yourself pure. While living with friends and relatives, keep this in your intellect. Mine is one Shiv Baba and none other. 2. In order to go to the land of Vishnu, become true Vaishnavas, that is, become pure. Die alive to hell and connect your intellect and yoga with heaven. Blessing, may you be constantly free from obstacles and become an embodiment of solutions by having a constant and stable stage, by having love for the One and having faith in the One. Remain constantly absorbed in love for the One Father and for His task in such a way that you do not feel that there is any other person or possession in the world. The children who have love for the One, who have faith in the One, and have a constant and stable stage, are constantly free from obstacles and experience the stage of ascent. They transform excuses into solutions. They do not become weak by making excuses, but become embodiments of solutions. Slogan, happiness on the basis of praise is temporary. Abhyak signal, stay in the volcanic stage and experience powerful remembrance. In order to make your stage as powerful as fire, keep the fire of your remembrance constantly ignited. The easy way to do this is to constantly consider yourself to be a charioteer and a detached observer. You, the soul, are the charioteer of your chariot. This awareness will detach you from your body and any type of body consciousness. By considering yourself to be a charioteer, you can control all your physical senses. Even the subtle powers of your mind, intellect and sanskars will remain in order. Om Shanti.